A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. I'm Kyle Seeloff. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, the Marlins continued their six-game West Coast road swing with their third of four against the Dodgers, a matchup between veteran right-hander Dan Straley and the young, promising left-hander for Los Angeles, Julio Urias. But the Marlins jumped all over him early. With a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it had been a while since the Marlins were able to celebrate a victory, but they do it tonight. They score early and often, and they beat the Dodgers 10-6 in Game 3 of this four-game series. They've got a shot at a series split at 4-10 tomorrow. Marlins had a hot pitcher on the mound tonight, Dan Straley, facing the youngster, 20-year-old Julio Urias for the Dodgers. Urias pitched very well his first three times out, had a rough outing against the Rockies last time, and the Marlins got to Urias early in this one. They made it a short night for the L.A. lefty. In inning number one, D. Gordon led off with a single. Christian Yelich walked. A wild pitch put men at second and third with nobody out. And a Marcelo Ozuna walk loaded the bases with nobody out for Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ball bounced to the left side. Shortstop goes to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. D. Gordon scores. And the Marlins have a 1-0 lead. And Stanton came within a whisker of hitting into a double play. The Marlins hit into four last night here. And Gordon is able to score.
It was 1-0 Miami. Justin Bour then did hit into a double play. Four last night. That first hitting double play put out the fire, and all in all, it wasn't a terrible result for Urias when you consider bases loaded, nobody out, Stanton coming up. He allowed just one run in the inning, but it was 1-0 Miami after the top of the first. A couple of strikeouts for Dan Straley and a perfect bottom of the first. Then in the second, the Marlins again went to work against Urias with one out, a triple by Derek Dietrich. He was 90 feet away for JT Riddle.
The pitch to Riddle. There's a ball grounded through the drawn-in infield on the left side. Nice piece of hitting. Home to score is Dietrich. 2-0 Marlins. A terrific job by JT Riddle taking that pitch nicely the other way, right through the drawn-in infield. 2-0 Marlins.
Start of a big night for the Marlins rookie shortstop. We'll get back to JT Riddle. So he was at first with one out. The pitcher Straley's dropped down a sack bunt. That moved the runner to second with one out. Marlins trying to extend the lead with D. Gordon coming up next.
Here's a ball line to left the center, and it drops in. That's a base hit for D and an RBI. Riddle will score. D got halfway down to second because they vacated first base. There was nobody to throw to. A couple of runs in the inning and a 3-0 Marlins lead.
So one in the first, two in the second for the Marlins, and they erupted and ended Urias' night in the third inning. The inning began with Marcelo Ozuna reaching on an error by the third baseman Chris Taylor. So Marcel was at first to begin that, and he was balked down to second base. Man at second, nobody out for Giancarlo. Another 3-2 to Stanton, swinging a drive to right. Back goes Hernandez. He's at the track, and he's going to have to play that one off the wall. Here's Ozuna around third. He's going to score. Stanton's in at second base with an RBI double, and the Marlins have jumped on Urias tonight. They take a 4-0 lead in the third. And they weren't done jumping on Urias with Giancarlo at second base, up step Justin Bour. 1-2 line drive, banged in a right center. That's another base hit. Stanton's going to be waved. He's going to score. Now the ball kicked in center field by Peterson. Down to second base goes Bour. It's 5-0 Marlins. JT Realmuto worked a walk. Derek Dietrich sent the center fielder Jock Peterson to the wall to make a nice catch for the first out of that inning. But Urias was a long way from being out of the woods, facing JT Riddle, a couple men on base. 1-1 to Riddle is ripped on the ground, fair inside the bag at first, down into the right field corner. Bohr's going to score. Realmuto's going to be waved. We might have a play at the plate. The relay home from Muttley is not in time. And on his way to third base, Riddle, it is 7-0 Marlins. They've exploded for four in the third. JT Riddle breaks it wide open with his second hit in the ball game. He wasn't done at that point, but that's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That Riddle two-run double ended Urias' night. Luis Avilan came into the ball game. Avilan got out of that third inning. Urias, 2 1/3 innings of seven-hit, seven-run ball tonight. Six earned runs, one unearned run. He walked three, did not record a strikeout in the game, threw a wild pitch for Urias. 71 pitches, 43 strikes. He left for the Dodgers trailing 7-0. Meanwhile, Dan Straley was hanging zeros, not just in the run column, but in the hit column as well. Through the first four innings in this game. Two walks allowed. Those are the only two base runners against the Marlins right-hander Straley. Marlins are up 7-0 into their half of the fourth when they would extend their lead against Luis Avila. A one-out walk to Christian Yelich. He went to second and a single by Marcelo Ozuna. Two Marlins on for Giancarlo Stanton. Avalon at the belt delivers, and Stanton drives one to left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Bellinger chases into the corner as Yelich is around third. He's going to score. Ozuna's into third base with a slide. It's another RBI double for Giancarlo. Make it 8-0 Miami. Second of three doubles in the game for Stanton after Justin Bour struck out Josh Fields, replaced Avalon in the game, and Fields faced JT Realmuto. Good hitters count, 3-1, and JT bangs one through the right side for base hit. Ozuna's in, Stanton held. Good strong throw to the plate by Kike Hernandez, who threw the ball so hard he actually flipped to the ground when he let that ball go. It's an RBI single for Realmuto, and it's now a 9-0 Marlins lead. Marlins had scored each of the first four innings. Leading off the fifth, JT Real kept that streak alive.
Here's a drive, well tagged, out toward right center. This is going to be a line drive home run that is up, up and away for JT Riddle over that fence in right center, deep right center, and in front of that right field pavilion. Riddle with his second big league home run and a 10-0 Marlins lead.
So things are looking good at the halfway point in this ballgame. 4.5 innings completed, Marlins 10, Dodgers nothing. Dodgers didn't have a hit when they came to the plate in the bottom of the fifth. Dan Straley got the first two men. Chris Taylor on a ground ball to third. Jock Peterson on a fly ball to left. But then Kike Hernandez broke up the no-hit bid and the shutout bid with a home run, his third of the season. That made it a 10-1 game. Dodgers made things interesting, scoring twice in the sixth inning. They tacked on three more runs in the seventh when Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger homered back-to-back. Seager with a man on. Bellinger a solo shot. That was off of Harlan Garcia, who'd come on in relief of Brad Ziegler, who followed Dan Straley into the game. So it was suddenly a 10-6 game after 7. But 10-6 is how this one would end. David Phelps able to pitch a scoreless 8th inning, and Kyle Bearclaw a 1-2-3 ninth, getting three ground ball outs. Marlins, after back-to-back 7-2 losses in Los Angeles tonight, prevail over the Dodgers 10-6. For Miami, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Dodgers, 6 runs, 7 hits. They made a couple of errors and stranded 5. Dan Straley, the winning pitcher, he's 2-3. For Straley, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. He walked 3, struck out 8, allowed a home run, 98 pitches, 65 strikes. Julio Urias, the loser for the Dodgers. Urias had a short night, had a rough night. 7 runs on 7 hits and 3 walks, 2 1/3. He falls to 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours, 27 minutes, in front of a sellout crowd, 52,850, along with 558 dogs here at Dodger Stadium. The Marlins with a victory are 15-27, now 9-13 on the road. Dodgers fall to 25-19. They are 15-7 here at home.
Always nice to get a victory. The Marlins come away victorious 10-6 in Game 3 at Dodger Stadium last night. Fish Family members, if you missed it, a little too late for you last night, couldn't join us, your Fish Family bonus code this morning is LAX, just like the airport. LAX is the Fish Family bonus code on this Sunday morning. This afternoon, we'll close out this four-game tilt against the Dodgers. Newcomer Vance Worley, an MLB veteran, will take to the mound for the Marlins. He'll be making his Marlins 2017 debut. It's a 4:10 first pitch at Dodger Stadium. We'll be on the air at 3:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO, and you can always join us on the Marlins Radio Network.